We know that in the previous generations, Pnimiyas HaTorah, the deeper esoteric part of the Torah, was hidden and concealed from all eye. Most of the Talmidei Chachamim that studied the revealed parts of the Torah didn't know the deeper secrets of the Torah. Only Yechidei Skula, very special individuals, were the ones that brought the tradition of the Kabbalah and Pnimiyas HaTorah from generation to generation, and even this was hidden and concealed and not in public. However, as the time of the Arizal came about, the Arizal proclaimed Mutur u'mitzvah legalei zeis ha-chochma. It's permitted and it's a mitzvah to reveal this chochma, the chochma of Pnimiyas HaTorah, of the inner, deeper parts of the Torah. After the time of the Arizal came the time of the revelation of Pnimiyas HaTorah as it came in the Torah of Chassidus. And Chassidus itself, in the general Chassidus, especially Chassidus Chabad. What is unique about Chassidus Chabad? Chassidus Chabad, Chabad is the acronym of Chochma, Bina, and Das. Intellect, which is made out of the three capabilities, soul powers of wisdom, understanding and knowledge, which through these soul powers, the deeper parts of the Torah that one studies becomes part of the individual. He understands it in his mind and he lives with it until the wellsprings of Chassidus are dispersed outside to the whole world. As Mashiach told the Baal Shem Tov in the famous story, that when the wellsprings of the Baal Shem Tov will disseminate and be dispersed over all over, outside. In this process of revealing and disseminating and spreading the teachings of Chassidus and of Chassidus Chabad went stronger and more and increased from generation to generation, one Rebbe, Lubavitcher Rebbe after the next, until the Rebbe of our generation, which actually spread Hafatzes Hamayonos Chutza, the wellsprings, all over in the entire world. Truthfully, in every corner of the world, through his Talmidim, through his students and his Shluchim, his emissaries, the Chayolei Beis David, the soldiers in the army of the King David, that they go out in the war and wage the war against those that fight against Yiddishkeit and fight and don't believe in the coming of Mashiach, and they teach about the belief in Hashem and the coming of Mashiach. And therefore, after the work of the Rabbeim, of the Lubavitcher Rebbes, spreading Chassidus for the six generations, from the Alter Rebbe until the Friedrich Rebbe, which in these six generations, as the Pasuk says, referring to Shemitah, that 6 years you should plow and sow your field, and 6 years you should take care of your vineyards. So the same thing. The Rebbeim, the Lubavitcherim, took care of the tree of life of Chassidus, in order that it should bear its fruit, fruit that give off fruit forever and ever. Until the seventh generation, the Rebbe's generation, which the seventh generation is called Hashvi'in Chavivin, is the most beloved generation, like the year of Shemitah. Over here in this generation, there's nothing left other only than to bring down and to bring the Beis HaMikdash HaNitzchi, the everlasting Beis HaMikdash, the Mikdash, Beis HaMikdash, that the holy temple that's built by Hashem's hands himself, in the true and complete Geula, redemption, that there won't be a Golos after this redemption, which will be brought to us through Mashiach Tzidkenu, which bringing him is actually dependent on Hafatzes Hamayonis, as we said previously, Mashiach's words to the Baal Shem Tov. And therefore, says the Rebbe, we have to proclaim and tell everywhere, to everyone, that in today's day and age, we find ourselves in a time, in a special time, that there is nothing left to do, only the one and only thing, and that is, as the Lashon of the Friedrich Rebbe is, Imdu Hochein Kulchem. Stand prepared, all of you. Let's all Yidden stand prepared for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, that is going to be built in the future and the coming of David Malka Mashiach, the King Mashiach. And therefore it's incumbent and placed on every single Jewish person, man, woman and children. It's on us the responsibility to bring and for the fulfillment of the revelation of the Beis HaMikdash, which is actually built in Shamayim in heaven, and only needs to be brought down over here Lamata, and may it be Tekef Omiyad Mamash.